That's Ron Cornelius from, I think, his only album. It's called Tin Luck. You heard Like It Used to Be. One of those obscure records that's sort of been rediscovered. Didn't do much business when it came out. I remember seeing it. It might have even passed through my hands at one point. But I lucked out finding a copy right here in town, and it's well worth it. I don't think it's been reissued. Yeah, he's on some other records. He was in a band called West that was highly recommended to me, despite owning both their albums. I'm still not convinced. And I don't think he really got any songwriting credits on either of those, but he was there. I'm not sure what his history is. I'm sure I could figure it out pretty easily. Not prepared. Van Morrison started off with an alternate version of Beside You, and in between her, Gene Clark from sort of a controversial album called Firebird. Your Rain Song, which is actually pretty good. I went through that album today, and it's not half bad. Slightly overproduced, but he had some good songs and collaborated with the drummer on some of them. And a good friend of mine, Greg Douglas, plays guitar on that. And I've never quizzed him about that. I think it's one of those things he's saving for his autobiography, which is fair enough. He doesn't want to spill the beans on Facebook when he can make some money about it. But I might poke at him one day and find out, because that's an interesting story. Quite the character to work with. It's 4:01. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with transmitters K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K208BX Livingston, 89.5 FM, K251AC Helena, 98.1 FM, K296EF Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU Big Timber at 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kglt.net. And I see some people listening. Johnny Jones from Swansea, South Wales. He's dialed in. That's good. And I suspect Sebastian Gerber's waking up and listening in Melbourne, Australia. We'll see. I suspect, too, Scott Sutherland is dialed in. And I know a lot of other people are regulars. So thanks to everybody who's listening near and far. It means a lot to us. KGLT is supported by Danny Meinhold Honda in Bozeman, offering market pricing, research on used cars, trucks, sport utilities in the Bozeman area. Inventory online at DannyMeinholdHonda.com. On-site Energy, a Bozeman-based solar power contractor, specialized in project development, design, and installation. Owned and operated by nationally certified solar professionals with over a decade of experience serving Montana. On the web at onsiteenergyinc.com or by phone 406-551-6135. And Wild Joe's Coffee Spot, a downtown Bozeman gathering place with comfortable seating, locally roasted coffee, and the Slayer Espresso Machine. Live music schedule online at wildjoescoffee.com, located 18 West Main, and on the web at hashtag Bozeman's Living Room. Now we can continue. I don't think my next show is Fun Drive. The one after that, I think I do. Fun Drive starts on the 1st, which is Easter Sunday, and I'll be on that first Friday doing my Fun Drive show, driving one anyway, and I'll probably be back next Friday helping out Bob and Jimmy, and hopefully we can get them on this my Friday show to help out, show them the ropes of Fun Drive, and we'll all be happy. It's that time of year again, and I see they're unpacking t-shirts right now. I haven't seen them, I haven't held them yet, but maybe I can nab one and be the first in town, but probably not. They probably have a proper release date for KGLT swag. Thank you.
just too steep? Is your conscience at rest? If one's put to the test, you awake with a start, just the beating of your heart. Just one man beneath the sky, just two ears, just two eyes. Thoughts and memories, childhood and your fantasies, merge with harsh realities. And then as the sailor's hoist, you find your eyes are growing moist, and all the fears never voiced, so you have to make the final choice.
See you.
that's Genesis from their last album of the first era, Peter Gabriel's Last Stand, and one of the more confusing concept albums of all time. Performed enthusiastic on a big American tour, and then they went home and folded. Heard back in New York. They're pretty good when I saw them, though the sound was pretty miserable. It was pretty loud and distorted. Not like the first time they played in San Francisco at Winterland. It was quite the enjoyable show to a a pretty small crowd. Yeah. They're a good band, despite Phil Collins. He's a good drummer. Give him that. What was in there? Oh, we start off with Paul Kossoff. Somebody called about that. The guy's name is Paul Kossoff. The album's called Backstreet Crawler, not to be confused with his band called Backstreet Crawler. And you heard the song Time Away, and that's the short version, the 5 minute and change album version. And there's that deluxe one has a 38 minute version of that jam. That's John Martin, the English folk guitar player, sitting in with him. But quite honestly, that 5 minute edit is the distillation, the best, very best part of that long jam. It's curious to hear, but they sort of peaked there for a few minutes. Just a classic guitar piece from a great tragic guitar player. And Pink Floyd in between from their obscure album, Obscured by Clouds. It's recorded at the same time as Dark Side of the Moon for a film soundtrack, and it has some fans, but it's a non-concept Pink Floyd album, just music. And Rick Wright wrote quite a few of the songs. It's totally enjoyable. Maybe my favorite Pink Floyd album. Maybe. At least of the Dave Gilmour era. 21 and After here at KGLT and KGLZ. Is it really in the 4 o'clock hour? Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to tell you this 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Straightaway Motors. Foreign American Auto Repairs located in the corner of Mendenhall and Tracy in Bozeman. Our phone, 585-7112, and Holiday Inn of Bozeman, located at on North 7th, featuring Happy Hour on the Dry Fly Saloon, 5 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. We'll compliment your doors, phone 587-4561 there. And you might want to hear this. This is from last week.
The KGLT Winter Vinyl Sale was a blast. Thanks to everyone who stopped by, thumbing through all those boxes of LPs and loading their shopping bags with some real musical gems.
My name's Jackson Houston.
And Jackson, you got a big bag of records there. What's inside it?
Well, it starts off with a recording of The Magic Flute, a Metropolitan Opera recording. Very excited. And then got quite a few jazz recordings here.
So my name is Michelle, and I got a Duke Ellington record, Tina Turner, Elton John, two Elton John. I got a Greatest Hits and Rock of the Westies.
My name's Todd. I live in Livingston, Montana.
And what'd you buy today, Todd?
I got some Staples Singers, some Al Green, quite a few Jimmy Buffett albums, and Janis Joplin, Pearl.
My name is Bill Hauer, and I'm loving this vinyl sale. I picked up some Johnny Clegg and Savuka, some West African music, some Peter Tosh.
My name is Toll.
What'd you get today at the vinyl sale?
I got a Trio record. It's a weird German band, and then a couple of Free Kids records that my daughter picked out.
Does she have anything to say about it?
Penny, you want to talk about what records you got? You want to talk into the microphone?
It seemed like not.
Alex Lee.
So you got yourself a KGLT bag. What's inside of it?
Well, we got some Beach Boys singles, first off.
Lovely.
Yeah, we got, of course, Roy Orbison's Greatest Hits.
My name's Christian Black.
Would you find any Christian?
Well, it looks like I got some Herb Albert and some jazz dancing, some jazzercise. That should be fun. And I think I got some Captain and Tennille, too.
And a KGLT bag to boot.
I did, yes.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
If you missed it, there'll be another one before you know it. Stay tuned to KGLT. And join us for the 2018 Fun Drive, April 1st through the 14th.
Yeah, I think I talked to several of those people they interviewed. Whoever bought the Beach Boys singles, I think they got them from me, because except for Jim Q, I don't think anybody else had singles. And he was hiding them for most of the time. But I had some nice things there. And I bought some things, like I said, and this is one of them. Really stunning find. Just maybe 2 weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, I played a song by a singer named Chris Clark. She's on Motown, and she did a second album, which I sort of knew. And when I got the first one, people pointed me at the second one, and there it was. And the chap who sold it to me said, I think that's rare. Well, it's not a huge money record. Kels Cook claims there's only 400 accounted for, but I don't know quite for sure. But nevertheless, it's a good one.
Back to fall. man feel this way with a love so good and true? If you hadn't been so sweet, maybe I wouldn't have this feeling for you. Your kiss is half as good today as they're gonna be tomorrow. You say that
your love
gets bigger and better every day.
Your love,
and I believe you. Your heart is full of fire. I just burn from your touch. Don't do a lot of big things, honey, but it's the little things that mean so much.
Thank you.
That's the original. Lorraine Ellison, Stay With Me, Baby. Now, didn't Janis Joplin cover that? I'm thinking that. I know Terry Reid did. That's one of the things I got in a bundle from recently from my pal Derek C., who sells records. And I always dig through his list because there's plenty of stuff like that to satisfy my needs. Just filling in the cracks. And it's always a thrill to hear those songs just screaming off a single. Started with Chris Clark screaming off an album called CC Rides Again. You heard her doing CC Rider. Followed by Steve Cropper from his solo album, A Little Help From My Friends. You heard Crop Dusting. And that's a nice one. And it's one of those records I just realized I didn't have a couple weeks ago. Now I do. Not a problem. And it's a good one, too. We're Delaney and Bonnie. You know the hit by the Carpenters as Superstar, but it was originally written by Leon Russell and Bonnie, I believe, as Groupie. That's off a great single. Great tune, too. Just a haunting tune. Here, Mabel John on Stax Records. That's another Derek C. find. And I think that's the third single I have by her now. That one's called Bigger and Better. And I don't think she ever made an album, but she made quite a few singles. Apparently now she's a Dr. Mabel John, a minister in Chicago, possibly. But some nice records. One of those great artists who, I suppose if you're a big fan, you know about her, but pretty new to me. And we heard Lorraine Ellison. We didn't hear Terry Reid in there. He's part of the idea, but didn't make it. Got cut. Okay, 20 minutes in front of 5 o'clock. The show is buzzing by. It's just past the halfway point, so I'm going to have to tell you something or other.
The Bozeman Film Society celebrates the life and music of George Harrison with two screenings of Concert for George, March 18th and the 25th at the Rialto Theater.
I want to tell you.
Presented in 5.1 stereo surround sound, the film documents a 2002 tribute concert with performances by Clapton, McCartney, Ringo, Danny Harrison,
Billy Preston,
and many more. Tickets available online at rialtobozeman.com. Concert for George, 3:30 p.m. Sunday, March 18th, and 6:30 p.m. Sunday, March 25th at the Rialto Theater in Bozeman.
Keep him flickering.
Well, I've seen that, but I'd sure like to see it on a bigger screen, and the Rialto is just fantastic. I hope you've been there. I bumped into Dalton Brink the other day and asked him how he's holding up, and he said he needed a break. I guess they've done 50 shows already, or 50 days of shows, and that means Dalton's there late. Working hard. And it's a great place, great space. That's a real treasure, that what they've done to the Rialto. Adding more to our great downtown. I hope you get downtown and walk around. I do. It's a walking distance from my house, and it's just nothing but great stuff happening. And you see people, and it's quite the place. Okay, I'm going to continue. I was digging through my collection the last couple days. And this one popped out. I said, probably putting something away, and this one popped out. And it's a record I've listened to a little bit, but I don't really know it very well. And when I started looking at the track listing, I was very surprised that this was on it.
Keep talking.
as it seems. Yet I'm gonna dream. Yet I'm gonna dream. Yes, I'm going to.
Give me long distance. That's the precedent. Hello? Hello, we put an album together and we're releasing it next week. It's called Blowing Your Nose. It's got a psychedelic jacket. And it's called Blowing Your Nose. It's a gorgeous album cover, you should see it. Screw it. You mean you call me up and tell me that, yeah. Screw it.
There's some more from Van Morrison, making fun of his label, blowing.